Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show produced by the Head of Household. We come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And this show is now broadcasting live on www.wnjr-newark.com, which serves New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And we also have a show for the women in your lives that runs tonight at the exact same time. And the ladies' topic for tonight is, it's got to be me or the job. You can get more info about either show by visiting our website, householdstress.com. Again, that website is householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in either one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to www.talkshoe.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Phone lines are open right now, but this show is strictly for men only. So if you're a man, please dial 724-444-7444. Again, that number is 724-444-7444. Then 598-98#. Finally, £1 for your pen. So call in and let your voice be heard on the hottest talk show in America. Now, we have a few rules, fellas, and they are absolutely no profanity, no politics, and more importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical and race neutral so that we can make sure that any man can feel comfortable. And furthermore, this ain't Bible study, fellas, so we want you to be able to just come to our show as a man, and that's it. So let your head down. Let your head down. The virtual talk shows always present the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic, child support drama with ex-wives and baby mamas. My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot for the evening, and please, no monkey wrenches again tonight. That's because I've already got every monkey wrench that you could possibly think of and a little more. But that's just to keep this conversation running smoothly, and this has actually been working quite well over the last few weeks. I've got a lot of material, fellas, and the hope is that I can get this plane off the ground and ultimately land on a safe conclusion by 11 p.m. But this is a fluid conversation, so if you do have something to say, please feel free to do so. Or if you just prefer to listen, that's fine, too. And I do still have this. That's the seatbelt sound when you're on an airplane. When you hear that sound, it means to take your seat and buckle your seatbelts because it's about to get a little bumpy. That sound is just to put you on notice that it might get a little uncomfortable. And, fellas, I'm predicting that there's going to be a whole lot of turbulence tonight. But please try to hang on until 10:50 because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion of this episode. So if you have to leave the show before that time, feel free to tune back in anytime between 10:50 and 11 p.m. All right, with all of that said, let's get started. What is child support? Fellas, I ain't got all night. What is child support?
Well, child, you know what that is, man. That's
go ahead.
When you got to take that time to take care of your child.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the court says that, you know, you have allowed, put yourself in the position where you said, allowed the court, the man with that black robe, tell you how much you need to pay to put a price on your child. That's all it is.
Absolutely. Child support is payment made by the parent without custody to the parent made with custody that helps with the expenses of raising the kids. And there are many factors that go into calculating child support payments, and these include the needs of the child, the income of the parent with custody, and the paying parent's ability to make payments. Is anybody paying child support right now? Anybody on the line paying child support right now?
I find that hard to believe.
I find that hard to believe, too. Nobody's paying child support right now.
Yeah, right.
I just don't believe that.
It ain't true. That's just me and you on the call.
No, we got plenty on here. Nobody's paying child support right now. I ask one more time, going again, anybody paying child support right now?
Anybody owe child support but just ain't paying it? You got
to. So nobody's paying child support right now. That is very interesting. Very interesting. I'll move it along then, since nobody's paying child support. Is there a gender requirement for paying child support? A gender requirement?
There is not.
There's not supposed
exactly.
to be.
Go ahead.
I was going to say there's not supposed to be, but there is.
Okay.
I mean, every I know it's always the guy paying this stuff.
Yeah, generally there's supposed to be, you know, no gender requirement to child support. You know, for example, a father may pay a mother or a mother may pay a father, simple as that. But we often hear the term, you know, a deadbeat dad. What do y'all think a deadbeat dad, in your own words, what do you consider a deadbeat dad?
Someone that don't take care of their children.
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect. I can't get any better with that. Do we have any deadbeat dads on the show tonight? Has anybody missed a few payments, skipped a few payments, been late on some payments, only try to get your kids on Father's Day?
You want
it's
somebody,
cool, fella. Go ahead.
Just say, you want somebody to admit to that?
Yeah, that's what we call a little turbulence, a little turbulence. Let me flip it around. Is your lady's ex a deadbeat dad? Are you the support for his kids and your kids? Turbulence, fellas, turbulence.
Well, in retrospect to that, I think when you accept someone else's kids, when you accept a woman, you accept someone else's kid, you accept those responsibilities. But I don't think it's your responsibility to support that child. And if you do, I always say, like I said, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. So, therefore, I don't believe that you're responsible. But I'm sure it is a lot of people, and that's just the goodness in a man's heart, that once he accepts a woman, that he accepts his children, her children.
Your words, your words. Go ahead, bro.
Now, what I'm saying is that I don't have a, well, I'm not in that situation, thank God. But for those who would be, I think that's a good man who would accept someone else's child like they own and support their child. That's not a deadbeat dad. And that's just like with any woman, I think that's a package deal. If you got a woman that got kids with a prior relationship, that all comes with the package. And if you don't want that package, then you just keep on moving down the road till you find someone who don't got no kids.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? Anybody's lady's ex, a deadbeat dad? You supporting his and yours, like the brother said?
Well, we also got to think about that. Child support doesn't always have to be monetary. Just like the one brother said, you know, it's a package deal. So it's like when you get into a relationship where, you know, the female, you know, she already has a child and everything, I think you accept that responsibility and you take everything that comes with. And that, you know, also means, you know, taking care of the welfare of that child. So, you know, child support itself, the first thing we think of is monetary, but it doesn't always mean monetary in some sense.
Yeah, good words, good words. Anybody got a daughter that's dealing with a deadbeat dad? Nobody got a daughter that's dealing with a deadbeat dad. I just can't believe this. Nobody paying child support.
Well, are you talking now? Are you talking to the present or in the past?
Either or.
Yes, I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there. Paying child support. Now,
okay.
I have an issue with the fact that with child support, and this is my personal issue. I believe if you obligated to pay child support, I think if you're not no psychotic person or have no criminal background where you know you got child molestation, I think you should be automatically entitled to visitation rights. I believe. Once you pay child support, and once again, I believe, it depends on how much you make because, like you said earlier, it goes on the amount of money that whoever you got your custodial parent and your non-custodial parent. And most of the time, the non-custodial parent is paying child support. But I firmly believe if the non-custodial parent is making a certain amount of money, they should be entitled to claim that child at least every other year on a tax return, which I don't think the child support system is designed for the person that's paying child support. Now, not everybody that necessarily is a deadbeat dad is paying child support, because you got brothers out there that's taking care of their kids, but because of the woman, it's got some other issues maybe with that dad, they'd rather go to the court system and deal with it that way, which makes a man very resentful. And once they have their court order to pay child support, more likely 90% of the time the man feels as though their obligation is met. Once they kick out that money, their obligation is met. And I don't think that's always the case. But I believe that once you pay child support, once you pay a certain amount of income, if it's supposed to be like 60 or some odd percent of that child's support as far as their welfare and their finances, you should be entitled to claim them on your tax return.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? Okay, good words, brother. So what is y'all's opinion of a man that doesn't pay his child support? What is your opinion of that dude?
Well, I believe, maybe I'm the only one speaking, but I got issues about that. I believe that a man that don't pay child support should get everything that they have in the guidelines. Your license can be suspended. Your wages can be garnished. Your income tax can be seized. And it can freeze your bank account. And I do think if it goes beyond that, then there's a place where you need to be around a bunch of other men that might not never see their kids, because I don't think it should be a responsibility for the state to have to take care of your children that you created, and it comes out of your taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars, and everybody else. So that means everybody else is taking care of your kid but you. So there should be repercussions from your actions. You're always supposed to, you know, compensate for your discrepancies.
Yeah, good words. Good word. Anybody want to get on that? Man that doesn't pay his child support.
Just to add on, I've read in some states that after a while, if they realize that you're not, you know, if you're in the system and you're not paying, and you, every time you get a new job and the first child support check come out and you quit, they'll just come and put you in behind them bars. Let you think about it for a while.
Good words. Let me ask it a different way. Yes, the same question, but a different way. What is your opinion of a man that can't afford to pay his child support?
Now, I understand that one too there. Now, what I find from my experience, this is years ago, they'll work with you, but you got to show them through the court system that you're looking for work. Now, it's more lenient now because of the recession and economy and all that. But then you got those jokers that's making that kind of money that's saying, oh, I don't have no job, I don't work under the table, because, see, they don't even go by what you tell. But unless you're working, maybe I'm confusing myself or confusing everybody else. What a lot of men do is say they're not working. I'm not working. And because of the economy so bad, a lot of times they give you leniency. But they want to see where you want to look for a job and where you want to look for a job. But in the meantime, you know, the state is, once again, is still paying for your child. Now, I can agree with the fact that times is hard right now, that you can't work. But then I think it's some way or somehow that you still should be able to do something. If you can't work, they should have a place where you can volunteer or something and earn some sort of credit towards that, you know, to pay towards that, showing you're doing something productive. Either you got to be in school, rolled in school, or doing something positive to try to better yourself, to make yourself more marketable, to work, to take care of your child.
Good words, good words. Anybody else want to get on with that? Good words, brother. A man that can't afford to pay his child support. Different question.
Well, let's just be honest. That man's going to have to man up.
Okay.
It's all right working at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's all right working, you know, cutting grass on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right working at the golf course. It's all right working in the back of a restaurant. It's all right working for WM, you know, waste management.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do what we got to do. I mean, we did, you know, these kids didn't ask to get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a problem with the missus, but they ain't got nothing to do with my kids other than the kids are with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's where the conflict comes in. I think that we got to look at the real issue with this thing. Because it has nothing to do with the kids. It has to do with the relationship between that man and that woman.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That they'll put themselves in front of the kids, and they'll traumatize their own kids just to hurt the other person.
Mm-hmm.
The worst.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that for men, we're defensive. We're going to defensive mode real quick. So if you're going to continue to do that, then I'm talking about the lady, if she's going to continue to do that, well, at the point of us trying, we're going to say, forget you then.
Yeah. Good words. Words, fellas. I want to go in a different direction. What about your father? To your knowledge, anybody's father have trouble paying child support for you or his other children when you were growing up?
I'm still looking for my money.
I'm with you. And you know what? I'm going to take the positive out of that negative. And see,
okay,
that's what makes me more want to be a father for my kids, because I didn't have no father. And like you say, I'm still looking for mine, and I'm in my late 40s. So you go figure. I think it's pretty much a done deal by this time.
and it's interest on top of that. So you got to figure, you know, 18 is really when you stop paying child support. I'm 33, man. I still got 15 years of interest in you. My thing is, I actually, not even knowing who my father was.
Oh, okay.
So it was, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that even to this day, if that man was to, you know, even try to come into my life, you know what I mean, I greet him, you know, with the manly respect, but at the same time, man, I turned out, all right, you know, I'm not autistic, I never, you know what I mean, I never got into that thing where you hear a lot of kids who don't grow up with a father figure, you know, all too often turn down that wrong road. And I can honestly say that I actually had a good backing, a good support as far as the people that I hung around with and the people that nurtured me and grew up with. And, you know, I can honestly say, man, even without a father, I turned out pretty darn good. So.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Because, I mean, in some cases, you know, fathers never paid one red cent, you know, other than buying an occasional outfit for you or that occasional pair of new Jordans, you know. I think it's all good. But I wanna take y'all back to June 15th of this year, Patrice's topic of double standards from a couple of weeks ago. What about deadbeat moms? Is there such a thing?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Speak on somebody.
There's probably more deadbeat moms than there are deadbeat dads, to be honest with you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And I may be, not to cut you off, what I say about a deadbeat mom, you could be paying support and she still could be a deadbeat mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
point.
And that's the problem. That's the major problem that I have with paying child support. Because when you pay child support, once that money go, who's to say that the kid is actually benefiting off the funds that you send it? Because I've seen many girls run around here, they look like $1 million, and their kids look like they like almost homeless. And I mean, really, they walking around looking like Marilyn, I mean, like whoever, Beyonce, and the kids looking like they ain't got a bowl of rice to eat. I mean, so that's my problem with it. I think that if you pay a child support, and I think as far as the deadbeat moms, I think there should be regulations on the fact, on their behalf, that they have to justify that spending of that money.
Word.
Yes,
sir. But you should be able to I don't know how the rule is, and I don't know how, you know, how this thing works, but I'm assuming if you request it from the courts, the receipts of where everything is going, at the bottom where your money is going, you should be able to get, she should be obligated to give you those receipts.
I'm going to tell you, I agree with you on that, but it will be absolutely a very hard thing to come by for the simple fact that, especially, you know what I mean, just going on, you know, the first thing they think is child support. They always think the man is the one supposed to be paying the child support. I have been in that situation before, and I can give you quotes from the judge as far as, you know, the child support that I was paying for my oldest daughter. Your child is more important than your job. Mr. White, I can actually take your car away from you. Mr. White, if you don't pay child support, you know you can go to jail. And my answer to all that, I say, well, you know, Your Honor, if you take my car, I can't go to work. If you put me in jail, I cannot work. And I said, I believe that what I'm paying is what I can afford. You guys have my bank statements. You guys have, you know, my monthly income. You guys have everything that you possibly need. You know, taking an increase is going to hurt me trying to live my life. And the thing of it is when it comes to a child, they really don't care about how you get the money as long as you get the money. And my argument has always been, well, why can't it just be an account? Why can't I actually see where the money is going? Matter of fact, why can't I go get the things that my child needs and I show you the monthly receipts of the things that I'm paying for? And all of those questions were never answered.
I done had situations where I said I bought this, that, and the other, and the judge tell me, that's a gift. That's a gift. Listen
wow.
to me. That's a gift. And the bad part about it is like what you were saying as far as the mother, if she moves, you don't have no, if the court's not going to give you no information on that female. You got to track her down and find her. At your own will, at your own expense, at your own request. The bottom line is you got to pay this child support. That's it.
I don't know the law, but I thought the law was that if that she would have to go to the courts if she wanted to leave the state with the child, if you were paying child support.
Well, that's not always the case. That's not always the case. And not only is that not always the case, what I'm also saying is that she can move and you got to find it. Because I'd have been there. I got a son that's 20-something years old, and she moved. And the only reason how I knew, because I had someone in that area that kept an eye out every now and then. In order for me to even get visitation rights, I even had to file a subpoena to serve her, pay and serve her through the sheriff, through the police. And if I ain't know where she lived, it's a wrap. If she moved, it's a wrap. Even if she left the state, if she moved anywhere, if she changed the address and you don't know where she lived, you just out of luck. Or if she don't change her number and you don't know where she lived, all you know, you paying money to a daughter you got out there somewhere in that world that you don't know where she at. Because if you're trying to see her or you want visitation rights, that's a whole nother issue in itself. And if you don't know where she live at, they ain't going to find her for you. You got to pay to serve the sheriff and got to have an address to where she's supposed to be at and be served there. And if she's not there, then that's on you. What can you say? Then you got to hope, first of all, you got to hope that she's supposed to, once you pay child support, which I'm glad the rules change now, they give DNA tests now. Because, see, now, before they didn't used to give a DNA test. You the father? You the father. You worry about that. That's why you found men that was paying 13 years of child support for kids that wasn't even theirs. So, therefore, you got to find this child, and hopefully that she put you on the birth certificate. Now, what I do agree that I think a part of you paying child support, you should have a copy of the Social Security number and the birth certificate as well if you are the paternal parent. But that's not always the case. See, we're not entitled to nothing but just to make sure we run that money in. Now, what they do with it after that, that's their business. You had no say, no control, but you better have a job. If you don't have a job, that's like on the IRS. Your life is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that.
I think on that note, Ned, I venture to say probably 50% of the women that are receiving child support, probably deadbeats, to answer the question, Ronnie, because, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the bottom line is, you know, why are you even in that situation, you know, in the first place? You know, I mean, it's probably, you know, a lot of times it's the case, you know, you're having multiple kids by multiple different guys. You know, it's representation of a lack of, you know, stability, you know, altogether. And so you're to the point where, you know, whoever it was that you were dating who this woman made it a point to date is, you know, I mean, clearly someone that she's choosing not to work things out with. You know, I mean, I just wonder, you know, like the statistics stated earlier, how many men want, you know, I mean, want to take care of their kids, want to be there, you know, I mean, want to have take an active part in the child's life, but the woman out of just resent, now I just take you through the court system. Now, as opposed to even though, you know, you're there for my child, now I'm trying to get more money out of you. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, as a, you know, you're throwing, you know, a rack of your income and a rack of your time already, but you know what? I'm trying to hit you for 65-70% of your income so that, you know, I can go out and I can splurge. You know, there's a number of women out there who are receiving child support who don't work themselves.
And
to me, that just boggles my mind. But, I mean, there's still, don't get me wrong, there's still an accountability, you know, there ultimately the accountability comes back to the, you know, to the guy for his, you know, his choice in woman. But, you know, I mean, just to say, nah, women ain't innocent in that, and I say a good number of the women that are just receiving that child support are deadbeats.
It's almost that phrase, child support, is the most vindictive word that a woman
mm-hmm.
can actually tell them. It's almost like a gunshot. It's almost you got shot. You know, somebody says, I'll take you for child support. It's almost like you laying down in the street bleeding. I mean, it's one thing that a man does not want to hear is the fact that child support, because it becomes a circus after that. You know, it becomes the fact that if you don't pay this money this week, well, you're not able to see your child. No matter if you got laid off from your job and everything, you know, it just becomes an all-out circus and a hurtful situation. It's the most, I think, one of the most vindictive phrases a woman can tell a man that I'm taking you for child support.
And I second that. I also agree that that's a form of control, too, for the woman. Because once they can have that, once it's court ordered, they got the obligation. They ain't got to deal with you. They ain't got to deal with you. One week you might be a little short, and you're like, baby, I'm a little short. See, they ain't got to worry about that. It's like security. Now, if they choose to go left or they choose to go right, that money's still going to come. Now, if they're not through the court system and they with you, and if you come short, see, women are thinkers, and I'm a firm believer they're thinkers. They think when we sleep. Because once they get that child support, it's nothing else there. If you're paying child support to a woman, that tie is already broken. They don't need the necessary aggravation. They don't feel like it. Because once they take you to court, they don't want you. I'm a firm believer of that. Once they take you to court and it's court ordered through the justice system, they don't want you. So, therefore, now they can get their money and don't got to put up with that garbage. If you get mad, oh, well, what you going to do? Keep it moving, but that money going to keep coming. So they can still keep on living their life, doing what they're doing, and ain't got to be putting up with the necessary stuff.
Yeah, can anybody guess the total amount of child support that's owed in the Washington, D.C. metro area? Anybody take a guess how much is owed back child support, Washington, D.C.?
More than $25
million. $25 million? That's a good guess.
I say about $50 million.
Anybody else? $25 million, $50 million. Anybody else? Y'all think that's good?
I think that
number is actually $4.5 billion.
I was going to say a billion. I know it's a lot of people. I know.
$4.5 billion. And that's, you know, that's total child support owed by parents, fathers, you know, and mothers included. Anybody want to guess total child support owed in the state of Maryland?
About $2 million, $2 billion.
$2 billion. That's right on it, brother. It's $1.6 billion owed in the state of Maryland, and these numbers are only as of October of 2008. So
it's a recession.
It's probably.
And that's the bad part that bothers me. Just like you say, you paying child support is court ordered. You work for say BP, we're going to use BP. You get laid off. Everybody know the economy's bad, but that child support still goes on. And like the brother say, when the judge say he take your car, he'll freeze them license, so how you going to get to work? And believe you me, I'm talking from experience, and they will freeze your bank account. They will freeze that bank account. So then what you supposed to do? If you ain't got no job, you can't pay no support. I mean, I think it's I just don't understand it.
Being in that whole situation like that you're speaking in, and the situation that I've been through, that $1.6 billion, that, you know, billion that we were just talking about, you know, for the DC area, it makes it look bad on the ones that are attempting to do right, or the ones that are trying to hold down those three jobs just to make that payment. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things that, you know, you have that side of the people, then you have the ones that actually, hey, you know, we don't have to go child support because I'm going to take care of my child. But then you're thrown into the statistics anyway because they, you know, you have women that want to make sure that you are, you know, standing by what you're saying. So, I mean, it could be one of those things, like you said, with, you know, economic times, the things that we're going right now, but they don't want to hear that. Trust me when I tell you.
I know. And hope and pray that she don't get on public assistance. Because if she get on public assistance and get the cash, then the Department of whatever y'all call it, their Department of Welfare, Children and Families, whatever it is, they going to come at you for the money that they done paid for the child that you had. Because she decided to get on the system. You going to pay back money for child support that the child never see, because what you're doing is paying back welfare. You ain't paying her because she ain't getting a dime. And the day that you meet a girl that sit there and say she collecting welfare and she collecting cash, you paying that money to the Department of Welfare. And what it is, you make it so easy. I'm telling you what I know. You make it easy for, why would they want to work when they get a check for $600 a month? I mean, you working, you might got a good job. You might be driving for whatever or working for the government. And if your income's nice, her income's nice. Well, I got to go to work. I can get a part-time job. And 95%, I ain't going to say 95, but majority of them on assistance because they don't have one. So they get all the benefits. They get the Section 8. They get the welfare. They get free medical. And then don't forget what child support comes with also, if you're making good money, they might want you to pay the health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And your health insurance could cost more than the child support. Like I said, my son is in the 20s, so I went to the courts, and the judge, she wanted me to pay insurance. Judge looked at her and said, do you know how much insurance costs? Y'all work, and I hope y'all do. Now, add from you to one dependent on to your medical. See the big difference in what you pay just for one dependent. That's almost three. It depends on what job and how much insurance. If you can be paying a whole nother child support order right there just in medical insurance.
Good words. Let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think about our current child support system and child support laws?
They terrible.
I don't think I honestly don't think that they enforce it enough because, you know, you have, you know, different programs and different things where people, you know, come in and get leniency if they turn themselves in. You know, if you come in, you bring a gun in, you turn a gun in. But I don't really see anything where you go crack down on those people that have the child support. I really don't see that. You know, you have a lot of crackdowns for a lot of other things, but you really, you know, I mean, listening to all of those figures about the money and how much is being owed, I mean, look at how many college tuitions that is. You know, that, I mean, it's mind-boggling. You know, and it's kind of crazy that you can't really go after, or those people cannot be found. You know, that's another thing. These people can't be found, you know.
Yeah.
Back when I was paying, I mean, if I changed the fabric of my drawers, they would know.
Listen, I missed one payment. I thought it was a cable guy coming to turn the cable off. It was just doing welfare. People talking about, let's take a ride. You think I'm lying.
Wow.
He's coming, let's
wow.
take a ride. I say, for what? He said, he knocked on the door and asked for me. I was like, oh, he ain't here. I'm thinking it's a cable guy trying to turn the cable off. Then I said, well, I ain't wanted by the police. Here I am. He said, well, excuse me, sir, you need to come with me. I said, for what? He said, well, you back. I said, well, back of child support, only owe one payment, I'm off work. Well, you come tell that to the judge. In the meantime, now I got to go down here, and don't think they let you drive down here. You coming with me. And like you said, and then those brothers that don't pay, and they go turn themselves in. Some of them turn themselves in, but don't forget, when you go to jail, they credit that. They'll freeze your child support and give you like a credit because you're in jail.
Mm.
I mean, it's a mad system, man. It's a mad system, man. It's really a mad system.
Because the premise of the law is to protect the children, but it's argued the children are most hurt by the system due to the alienation of the non-custodial parent. And, you know, like y'all said before, non-custodial parents feel they're nothing more than a bank account to the family and get pushed out, you know, if they got to pick up an extra job or, you know, whatever, just to pay that support money. And, you know, and as I think y'all mentioned, you know, many people are now demanding, you know, a more hands-off approach in which government doesn't try to micromanage, you know, the family. But moving along, good chat, fellas. I got lots of material, so we got to keep this thing rolling. I think this was mentioned earlier, but just because someone is a parent, does that mean that they'll automatically get visitation rights just because they're the parent?
Well, I'm a firm believer that if like I said, if you're an upright, standing citizen, you ain't got no felonies, you ain't no menace to society, and you're living a normal life like a normal, hardworking human being, I think you should be entitled to visitation rights. I think that's only right. And that's where most men, that's why you got a lot of single-family homes right now. Like you said, like I said earlier, once they pay that child support, they don't feel like they have no other obligation. I'm giving you money. What more you want? And then you, on the other hand, you got the women that's saying, well, I got the money. You serve no more purpose. I don't need you in my life, because they want to move on with their life. As long as they got that other outside man in their life, it's always going to be a problem. And it works both sides. I'm speaking for men, because if you paying your child support for your child, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You good?
I'm speaking from a man's point of view. Once this woman interacts and establishes another relationship, we're going to have a problem because we paying child support for our child. So therefore, we got control issues that we still have that, look, I'm paying child support. I want to see my child when I want to see my child. Ain't no man going to raise my child. And ain't no man going to tell my child what to do. So most women, to avoid all that, so they can move on with their life, they get that child support, and they'd rather not for the man to have a relationship with their child. Not that the man don't want to, but it's less drama as far as they're concerned. I got that money, and now you keep it moving, because I can't move on with my life. Because if I get a man in my life, first thing you're going to do, this man doing something to my child, and he feel like he can still control that household. Unless he got his own family and he's just an upright man, but that's few and far between. So that's my comment on that.
So check this though. Is lack of visitation a good excuse for not making child support payments?
No.
Because it ain't gonna make a difference in the end.
No, baby. Sure, you're right about that.
You miss some child support payments. You know, think of the analogy like your car. Let you miss the car payment, they come repossess your child. You miss your child support payments, they're going to repossess your visitation and your child. It's not going to matter in the end.
Nope.
Really isn't.
Nope.
Why do the courts almost always give custody to the women? Why do they do this?
I still, to this day, wonder that myself, and I really think it's because of a motherly nature.
I agree with you there. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I really think it's a motherly nature. It's the nurturing. It's the fact that the mother carries the child in the womb for 9 months. I honestly believe that it's just a motherly nature, and I don't know how many times or how often anybody's in this situation, but it's even harder for the man if the judge is a woman.
Mm.
And that was in my case. The judge, that's why she was responding to me the way that it is, not even knowing who I was, not knowing my history, not knowing that I was in the military, not knowing that I was going to college, not knowing any of these things. And the first thing off is she was coming at me just like I was a deadbeat dad from the jump.
Mm. So check it. Let me flip it around. Could it be because we don't have many qualified head of households out here?
Yeah, that is absolutely right. And I think that's what I said earlier about It's just that's the way it's been for a while. Like, you can't give these brothers who want to do the right thing the opportunity because that's just been the normalty. That's what's been handed down.
But I only thing I have a problem with, I disagree, because I think it's a thin line between reality and perception. And why I say that, because I had a lady judge, and I'm explaining to this lady, and one thing I've learned, and I've learned at a young age, always, mom said, always keep your records, always keep it on black and white. I'm sitting in the court, and this woman's telling me, oh, I are you $13,000 back in child support? I'm telling the judge that can't be because me chose a woman that was on Section 8. I want y'all to listen clearly. So, therefore, I can't be on the lease. So, I'm telling the judge, listen, how can I be $13,000 in back child support when we were cohabitating together for the whole time? You explain it, and the judge said, well, ma'am, well, no, he wasn't on my lease. But for the simple fact that I always wrote checks, and always wrote checks. And see, women are good because she stole all my checks, all my canceled checks. So I had to request all my documents, all my canceled checks from the bank. And because of the fact that I always put notations on where it says memo, what it was for, that woman judge looked at her and said, I think you're lying. And that was the only reason that saved me. But other than that, I'd have been sunk like a battleship. But, God, I'm telling you, when y'all think y'all, I'm speaking for men, all that, I take care of my child, paying that cash money, I'd rather take that extra 5 minutes, go get a money order, sign that money order, and note it, and I hand it to her all day long. Because, see, at the end, when it's all said and done, that's he say, she say. Well, I gave her money, I took care. Oh, no, you didn't. Well, you got any proof? What you going to say? Oh, you going to look at her, and she got you in court and say, didn't I take care of my child? She ain't going to say that because we wouldn't be here now. But that's why you got to get the money on. I'll tell any brother, I don't care how fine she look, I don't care what she got, you write in the money on. Or if a personal check, you got to have that paper trail. If you don't have that paper trail, all that's null and void. You can chalk that up to charity.
Good words, good words. I want y'all to listen to this, check this question out. What if she gets pregnant, but you don't want and then suggest abortion or adoption? Should you still be responsible for paying child support if she decides to keep it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
As a man, you can't go back and try to retract nothing like that.
What was that question again?
I said if she gets pregnant, but you don't want it, and you suggest an abortion or an adoption, should you still be responsible for paying child support if she decides to keep the baby?
You deserve double for asking her to do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
But why I ask that question, fellas, is that in 1998, a South Carolina attorney by the name of Melanie McCulley, she coined the term male abortion. And it's suggesting that a father should be allowed to disclaim his obligations to an unborn child early in the pregnancy. And the concept begins with the premise when an unmarried woman becomes pregnant, she has the option of abortion, adoption, or parenthood. And it argues in the context of the whole gender equality. And that in the earlier stages of pregnancy, the alleged father should have the same human rights to relinquish all future parental rights and financial responsibility, leaving the informed mother with the same three options, abortion, adoption, or parenthood. And, of course, the legal concept was tried, and the case was dismissed. So that didn't work out. But,
can you imagine if every dude would have that option? I mean, just step back and
the population would be decreased by a whole lot of people.
I mean, it's not even that. Just how many brothers can just go and say, you know what? You know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to find this spouse. You know, I'm going to go ahead, you know, sleep with a salt to or whatever. She gets pregnant. And all he got to do is say, I relinquish my responsibility. Peace. You know what I mean? Wow. The numbers. Wow.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
wow.
It's like that's open season right there.
You got that right.
Hey. Well, Jay, let me flip it around a little bit more on y'all. You know, what if after the baby comes, then you decide that you don't want a relationship with the baby?
should you still pay child support?
You don't want a relationship with the baby, so it's like, yes. Baby here, you don't want a relationship. Should you
yeah,
still
I think
child?
You still should. I think
yes.
So.
Yes.
I think so. I think
yes.
So.
Yeah, that's 100%, man.
Yeah, that's 100. I agree with you. That's 100%.
Okay. Cool. What if your ex doesn't deserve the money? Especially if you see her, you know, looking all fancy, steadily spending money on items totally unrelated to the kid's well-being. You know, what if that's the case? What if she don't deserve the money?
Well,
that has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, see, that's where why it's a lot of people right there in the jail cells now. Because I'm telling you, that's what makes people don't want to pay child support. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I went back to the earlier comment that I made, that it should be monitored. It should that they should have to show every so often, maybe, I ain't going to say every month, at least every 6 months or every 3 months, where that money is spent. You got to justify where that money is spent.
Brother, I'm like this. If I got to pay every week, I need to see that every week.
Well, right. But I know the way
you know,
the design, that ain't going to happen. It's
yeah,
too many
I know.
Of them.
Right.
But I would like that, too. Me, as a matter of fact, day by day, actually. But that's not going to happen. But I do think they should be able to have to justify where that money's going.
Because I'm like this, especially with the child support, like, you know, and especially if your child is a newborn. You know,
mm-hmm.
which if that was in my case, in my situation, and the amount of money that I was spending. You know, I understand, and I was paying health care too. Now, you might mm-hmm. mind you, I'm in the military doing this,
right?
So you know, all of those benefits are coming out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so my thing is, I'm up here paying for one child in the state of New York. I was paying almost $600 a month,
mm-hmm.
and you know, my child at the time she was newborn. You know, going from newborn to age 3 years old. So my thing is $600 a month, okay? You know, daycare on post is free. All of that stuff is free.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the judge like $600 a month, I'm getting E2, E3 pay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real talk, like I really couldn't live. Like the mess hall was my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go out.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to find out, like, okay, $600 a month. My baby's an infant, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know, I don't understand. You can't just go and buy up $600 worth of baby clothes. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can spend, you know, $80 and hold down some diapers for a good month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, please explain to me where this $600 is going. I'd like to know, you know.
Yeah.
And that was my argument. I think that's a lot of argument for a lot of people to say, you know what, man, I'm not paying the child support to my child. I'm paying it to her. She gets to divvy it out the way she wants.
Yeah.
And the dominant theme here is that the ex doesn't deserve it. But I've never heard the argument that the child doesn't deserve it, you know. But let me move this on. Y'all listen to this.
What the hell? I'm not doing. I'm 5,000.
Andrew, you are not.
Clip from Maury Povich. Anybody paying child support right now for a child you're not 100% sure is yours? You know the baby don't look nothing like you.
But they'll go and check 26 other men after that.
Anybody got that situation where you're unsure?
I knew someone who did.
All right.
They can't do that no more now. They can't make you pay child support without that DNA test.
Yeah. Well, explain yourself, brother. You say you knew someone that did.
Yeah, his daughter, he still claims her as his daughter, but she was 16 before he realized it wasn't his. And at that point, he was trying to stop child support, but the judge says, you are the only father she's ever known. So.
Right, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, now I've heard cases like that, too, yep.
So
yep.
We still, you know, he still claims her as a daughter. Family still claims her as niece and nieces and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's still family member, basically, but it's not his, so.
Yeah. What do y'all think about child support collectors?
You know, I got a solution for that.
Okay.
To your question, child support collectors, probably a necessary evil.
Okay.
But the solution to that would be some sort of a debit card. Suppose a man owes child, like the gentleman earlier was saying, $600 a month. Great. Let him put it on a debit card. Mama can go out and spend the money on anything she wants as long as it's child-related. There's got to be some sort of an audit at that point because there's a paper trail. It's like a credit card. And it could become sort of some kind of a paper trail. And you know when she's buying diapers and formula and furniture for the kid, you know, maybe it needs a crib or whatever, okay, clothes, shoes, school supplies, whatever it comes down to. And as soon as she's trying to make a car payment or buy a pair of high heels or a purse, she's going to get busted for it, and she ought to return that money.
So, and they do have a debit card, but it's not ours. It's their own. Now, you pay child support to their debit card.
No, that's what I'm saying. The debit card should belong, I want to say, to put it simple, to the kid.
Yeah.
The guardian parent can spend anything they want taking that debit card, but there should be some sort of an audit process to make sure that the money's being spent on the kid and not mama's rent or the you know, maybe a portion of it can go towards food for the house. You know, if the kid's eating real food, not formula, then maybe a portion of it could be, say, well, it went for groceries or whatever. You know, that, and that's fine. I don't mind feeding the kid, you know, and I'm sure no man minds feeding their kid, but I think there should definitely be a checks and balances as far as how the money's spent. And then more men probably would not mind putting the money in the pot.
Yep.
They just do it because they don't like mama.
That ain't going to happen.
Exactly. That ain't going to happen.
You let me tell you why. I mean, there's actually really no way to audit this because, you know, the way this system is set up, I mean, I think the woman could go out and say, yeah, I went and, you know, purchased some, you know, shoes or whatever with, you know, that specific money that was given to me. But, yeah, I mean, I got to have shoes on my feet because I got to walk around the house all day in order to take care of this, you know, particular child. Yeah, I went to McDonald's or what have you to feed myself with that money I got, but, hey, I got to be nurtured in order to take care of this child. So, I mean, the fact of the matter, the reality is that that's not going to change. There ain't no audit that's ever going to happen. So
no.
I'm just going to get that out of our head. Just think about ways not to end up with a girl that's going to hit you up for child support, so I wouldn't even waste time talking about that.
Yeah. What happens with child support payments when there's joint custody? Anybody know? When there's joint custody?
Well, it varies. It varies. You're still obligated to pay so much, but it depends on who has the child majority or who provides, like I said, it goes by who provides the majority of or who spends the most time with the child. Now, if you split it 50-50, then therefore there shouldn't be no real child support issue because y'all both is splitting it down the middle, half the cost. So I don't know how can you rule on a child support judgment if y'all both got joint custody. Now, granted, if you get the kid on the weekends and she got her 5 days a week, you're going to pay child support. But if it's a 50-50 deal or however, no, not that once or during the summertime months or whatever, no, you still going to pay. You still going to pay because once that order is ended, that's what it is. Then the best thing you can do is hope for a modification that, look, you can file for another modification. Now, that's another process that's coming out your pocket to file for a modification. That, look, Judge, you know, I'm spending this amount of time. And then once again, you better show receipts of the money that you're spending with that child during that time that you had that child. It's all about what you can show what's in black and white. And that's the bottom line of that. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And as far as the child support by the kids, once she says she put a roof over that child's head, that child support right then and there is justified. She ain't got to buy that child nothing. She's saying, look, I got a roof over this child's head. This money's going to pay the rent and that food to provide shelter for that child. That's all they need to hear. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
And when there's joint custody, you know, like you said, the child is considered to have two custodial parents and no non-custodial parents. You know, thus, the custodial parent will be required at some point to pay the other custodial parent. So that's how that works. But do y'all think that men should be required to pay child support and spousal support, alimony? Y'all think men should be required to pay both child support and spousal support?
Some states have it. Some states don't. Some states have it, some states don't. Some states have alimony payments, some states don't. Not all states have it where you pay child support and alimony. Now, some people may pay child support and transitional support for her to get on her own and keep it moving or for you to get on your own and keep it moving, but a lot of states don't have alimony no more. I mean, I don't know about y'all states, but our state, I don't know about that.
Anybody else?
I'm going to chime in on that, child support and spouse support. All right. God forbid, what if y'all end up getting divorced before those kids that y'all have turn 18? Have you ever thought about how child support arrangements and custody will be worked out? Remember, fellas, the divorce rate is roughly 50%. Have you ever thought about child support arrangements? God forbid that happened in your case. Obviously
been
not.
Been there, done that.
Speak on it, brother.
I mean, you got to be smart about it. And you gotta know that there's a certain amount of days that you have to keep your child to qualify for joint custody. Mm-hmm. And within joint custody, you have to have a lawyer that will argue the fact that joint custody, you have expenses too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the child support should be worked out according to your expenses and the time that you have the child. You know, so yeah. You just got to be two steps ahead of that one.
Good words, brother. It's 10 o'clock, fellas. I'm about to pull a Yui in the middle of the beltway. I'm going to take this call in a whole different direction. Y'all just got to trust me. Listen to this. Now a singer, songwriter, pianist, and producer, New York-born Alicia Augello Cook was an only child and began taking piano lessons at the age of 7, and she wrote her first song at the age of 14. Not only her musical talent, but also her grades proved to be so exceptional that she was allowed to graduate as valedictorian at the age of 16. She was accepted by Columbia University at the age of 16, but dropped out to pursue her music career. In 1998, she signed with Arista Records and wrote, produced, and recorded her own albums. In 1999, she left Arista and was the first artist to sign with Jay Records. Her 2001 debut album, Songs in A Minor, sold 6 million copies and garnered 5 Grammys. She's tied with Amy Winehouse and Lauryn Hill for the most Grammys won by a woman in a single year. Her next album, Diary, won her 4 more Grammys in 2005. By the age of 16, she had almost 7 figures in the bank from her record deal. Who am I talking about?
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys, absolutely. And Indy, can somebody briefly explain why Alicia Keys is in the news right now for the group?
Pregnant.
Yep.
Exactly.
By
jumping up on piano tables, scaring the heck out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. But, I mean, literally, Alicia and Swiss Beatz have done the unthinkable.
Uh-huh.
I mean, should we be congratulating Alicia Keys? Should we throw her a parade?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because I think
was a married man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got kids.
Yep.
Yeah, because, I mean, they were going together while he was still legally married and
mm-hmm.
possibly, essentially caused, at least in some part, the breakup of his marriage. And I guess, you know, when they do get married, her new name will be Alicia Keys Beatz. What kind of message is Alicia sending here? What kind of message is she sending? Would y'all consider her to be a homewrecker?
Well, I believe so, and I believe that's why my man's wife is trying to sue now, because a woman sued for that before. Sued another woman for wrecking a home for $50,000. I believe Shaq's wife is trying to sue. Or somebody, one of them celebrities is trying to sue Gabrielle Union the same way for wrecking her home up. Dwayne Wade's wife is trying to sue Gabrielle Union for wrecking her wife, her husband up. I think I don't respect no woman. Now, men are different. Maybe I may be a little biased, but men you don't respect. But women, I think, has got more morals and values. Most of them, any good woman would have morals and values. They wouldn't even want to even deal with that because that don't say much for the man. Why would you want a man? And I'm a man. I ain't going to tell you. Well, I would now. I'm married. But still, most men don't think like that. But a woman is more sentimental, more sensitive, like you said earlier about the child, more nurturing. They just got another side to them. Now, I think that's taboo there from a woman's standpoint, I believe. That shouldn't happen.
So you say, would you say you lost some respect for Alicia? Are you disappointed in her?
Yes, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm disappointed.
Okay, okay. Good words. I want to rewind this back. I want to take y'all back to June 8th of this year. In 2010, is there a right way? I mean, society says live and let live, you know, and what we talked about on June 8th of this year was that independent woman, if y'all remember. But, you know, is there a right way, fellas? 2010, society says live and let live. Do what you do.
Say that question again.
But he said live and let live. Society says 2000. But I always believe, and I'm from the old school, there's always rules to the game. There's always rules to the game. And there's rules in everything you do in life. Everything. It's rules. You got laws. You got bylaws. It's always rules to the game. And some rules you just don't break. And I can't even say back in the day, it's honor amongst thieves. That means it's still rules to the game. So
yeah.
I still believe you can let live. It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. I'm a firm believer. When they say let live, I don't knock nobody for what they do. It's how you do it. You know, now if Leisha wanted to date my man, that's fine, but let him go ahead and get a divorce and do whatever he need to do, and then you can go ahead on. That's rules to the game. Handle your business first, then come holler at me. You know what I mean? That's why I believe it should be always rules to the game. But that live and let live,
yeah, because the rules are, you know, old school rules, you know, first come marriage, then come baby in the baby carriage. I mean,
exactly.
That little nursery
exactly.
rhyme, you know.
Exactly.
But, fellas, I hold in my hand the blueprint for women for how to get a man in 2010. Three easy steps. Number one, date a man that's married or separated. Number two, let him knock you up. And finally, number three, let him propose. But, no, that's not a blueprint. I made that up. But let me rewind this back. Let me rewind this back to April 27th of this year. Are they shacking up? Swiss and Alicia shacking up? Anybody know? What's that?
I can't answer that. But it appeared to me that they are.
Yeah, they absolutely are. You know, they just purchased supposedly a $14.5 million penthouse together.
Once I seen him on the show with her last night, I knew right then and there it was out in the open. There wasn't nothing else to hide. He even had his little boy there. He took off his baseball cap. She put him in a suit. She tried to clean him up and make him look respectable. But like I said, it's a thin line between reality and perception. So that was a farce right there.
Good word. Let me keep rewinding this back. Let me keep rewinding it back. I want to take y'all back to April 13th of this year. Should they get a prenup?
She will.
Yeah, she will. She will.
She will?
Yeah, she
okay.
will.
The question is, should they? Should they get a prenup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yep. You want to know why I say that?
Yeah, why you say that?
Because people on this... People don't understand. Once you marry, that becomes two incomes. That becomes two incomes. So your debt becomes her debt. So don't think for one minute if his ex-wife wants some support from or more money, it ain't going by his income now. It can go by both incomes because they married. Because that's joint income. I don't care how you dice it, that's joint income. That's money coming in the household. Whether you got your own bank account, she got her own bank account, that's money coming in that same household. So that's joint income. So we could tax that at one time. That's the way the system designed. We could tax that.
Right. And then you got to also remember, he's on TV with him. So the court's going to hit him on alimony and everything.
Yep.
But he's going in there. With half money.
Yeah.
Less than half.
Yeah.
Well, she's got billions, millions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now it goes through royalties because he does a lot of beats for folks, people. She has a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get confusing when you get into celebrity marriages when you have meal tickets on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And his meal ticket going two ways. It's going to two different women.
Mm-hmm.
He got babies by both of them.
With this whole situation, are we just being intolerant?
I don't think these guys these days understand what they're doing. I don't think they understand that leaving your seed everywhere affects how you live.
But aren't babies, you know, always a blessing and a gift from God?
Yeah, are, but they should be planned.
Say again, brother.
They are. Should be planned. I think young brothers out here need to protect themselves, not just rely on a woman. You know, they need to protect themselves. Anytime they go into a relationship, they know the consequences of what could happen, regardless of what she says. So you take care of yourself. You take care of your business.
Good words, good words. Yeah, because babies are always a blessing from God, but that doesn't mean that all parents are angels. But should we even care one way or the other? I mean, should we be worshiping celebrities this much anyway with the whole fan hero worship? I mean, should we care about celebrities or only care about people that we're close to?
I think we should care about the images that they portray, and we need to really, like this dialogue we're having here, be able to, decipher what's right and wrong so that we can talk to our kids about it. I mean, I know my daughter likes Alicia Keys. My daughter is almost five years old. She likes Alicia Keys. She likes the songs. You know, when she sees this stuff, you know, we don't want them to think it's acceptable, so we kind of have to know what's going on, be able to explain right from wrong and you know, what some of the mistakes were. But from that perspective, I think we should pay attention to it.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, good words, good words.
No, I don't.
Okay, speak on it, brother.
I mean, I think that's actually exactly the problem, that, you know, we as people, we look to too many people, I mean, too many celebrities as our role models, or we look at, condemn what they do as if they're not human, you know what I mean? Because I don't know Alicia Keys' situation, so I really can't speak on it. I don't know the condition of Swiss Beats, what was going on with his ex-wife or his girl. So, I mean, quite frankly, that's just none of my business. I think when we as people lose sight of our own accountability and our own responsibility keeping up with, you know, what's going on with celebrities or people out in the limelight, when the fact of the matter is, they're just people. They ain't no better than us. They ain't no smarter than us. You know what I'm saying? They, for the most part, they think the same way we do. So, I mean, don't look to them to be your role model. They shouldn't be, you know, the person you're looking up to as a blueprint for how you should act or how you should raise your child, just like you shouldn't be using them, you know, to as a lesson of, you know, how, you know, as of condemnation to say, hey, you know, this is somebody that you shouldn't be looking up to. I mean, your kid's values should be set by the way you raise them. So, I mean, you shouldn't even have to. So, no, I'd have to disagree at that point. I don't think that's something that, you know, a celebrity's life is something that you necessarily have to, you should, you know, be pinpointing, I guess, in speaking with your children.
Okay, so you basically saying that it's none of our business. These people are adults. Just let God be the judge.
In a sense, yeah. In a sense, I'm just advocating for personal responsibility. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That don't use a celebrity's life as a blueprint.
I think that's where responsibility comes in, because, you know, we're adults. We know that that's the case. But when we're talking about kids, you know, whether you like to think so or not, your kids are taking this stuff in some way, shape, or form. So when your daughter comes to you and says, hey, Dad, you know, I like this Alicia Keys song, you can say, okay, that's great, and not think two things about it. But, you know, just know that she may be hearing about what they did and all that. So for you to be abreast of it and be able to speak intelligently about it, let her know, hey, that's not really the right thing according to what God says, could be beneficial. But definitely you don't want to use them as a role model. But you got to be informed about the things that your kids are taking in and the things that they see.
You definitely got to be informed. Being informed, and I'd say like using something as a blueprint is something two totally different things. You know, yeah, I want to be able to relate to my child, but I want my child to be able to decipher themselves from the values that I've instilled in them, from the values that the church has instilled in them, and our pastors and our deacons. That, hey, yeah, I'm listening to some good music by Alicia Keys. Oh, you know, I mean, the media just came out and, you know, said such and such. You know, if this is true, hey, that is just wrong. Flat out, that's wrong. why should I have a parent, you know what I mean, if me as a parent have to cipher to my child that, you know, what Alicia Keys is doing is wrong, I haven't done my job as a parent. That's just the way I see it. I think it's already done. You know, it's too late. I need to be reevaluating myself because, you know what I mean, my child should be able to pinpoint that, oh, whoa, that ain't right, you know what I mean, with, you know, without me having to go and tell them that. So that's all I'm coming from.
So should we rush Alicia into marriage too early just to increase the nation's divorce rate? Wow.
That's inevitable for them, man.
I think that's putting the cart before the horse. I think that should have been done prior to her even being pregnant. Like you
yeah, because I mean, check it. You know, she could have got married first, then pregnant. Then she could have brought her child into this world with the benefit of marriage and the 50% chance of divorce that comes along with it.
But once you try to do the right things,
yeah,
things will work out. Because like I said, I'm from the old school. I was with my wife 21 years. Before we had our first child, we dated 5 years prior to us having our first child. We bought our home, and my wife wouldn't even move into the home till we got married. She said, you can go live there, but until we married, I'm not coming to live there. And I respect that. But see, that's a different – and as far as Alicia Keys, I don't say a blueprint, but I'm a firm believer that you can find some good in everybody. Everybody, somebody you can draw something from. Now, it might not be her whole life history, how her personal life is, but it's something good in everybody. You can learn something from everybody. You know, maybe her drive and her initiative. You just sat there and said at the age of 16, so you can take that part and say, look how that hard work and that dedication to her school got her to where she's at now. So it's good in everybody. And as far as her making that decision, you know, like you said, I don't put them as a role model because they're human beings. They make mistakes too, you know. They just got a little more money than us. That's all that is. They pay a higher child support rate than we do. But that's about it.
Oh, man, good words. Check this. We'll rewind this thing back. Still rewinding it back. I want to rewind it back to March 9th. Of this year. She could just abort the baby, right? She could abort it. That's what we talked about on March 9th.
Yeah, she had that right. She had that right.
Yeah, I mean, because what y'all don't know is that Alicia's mother and father actually considered aborting her.
Wow.
That's what y'all don't know. I mean, her father didn't want her, but her mother decided to keep her.
That's why her mother getting some of that money now, and daddy ain't getting
nothing. Oh, man, good words. Yeah. I'm going to keep rewinding this thing back, fellas, because I still got 40 minutes. Let me rewind this thing back to October 13, 2009. Oh, yeah, I went way back. October 13, 2009. Is Swizz Beatz a good head of household? That's what we talked about. What does it actually mean to be a head of household? Swizz Beatz a good head of household?
Nah.
Why not?
Got his family business out in the street.
Hmm?
He's got his family's business out in the street, seems like.
Yeah.
You can't be an effective head of household when you got your kids going to school answering questions about your personal life.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, he's got three babies with three different women.
Mm.
Not a good catch, huh?
Not at all.
No. No.
Wow.
No.
I'm trying to figure out what's really on Alicia Keys' mind.
We'll get to that. I'm going to keep this thing rolling. Hold that thought, sir. Y'all check this out.
Don't you the one who said that you don't want me anymore? And how do you need to face and give the keys back to your door? And how I try to make it stay with me. not a family.
God, your brain was chopped.
And I can pay your name. How many people in that circle that you think that ain't going to be passed around? I mean, really, who they going to date? You ain't never seen them date an ordinary Joe like me or you. So, I mean, really, when you found one of them to come up in the hood to get a hard-working dude, maybe working for the post office, maybe working at WM, you know what I mean? And you ain't see that. If they in that circle, now how many of you see them single? They all in the same gang. They just pass around. Celebrity. Tom Cruise with Nicole Kidman. He just left Penelope Cruz. I mean, come on, they all in the same gang. Then they go out and then they go adopt. I mean, that's a farce, man. I don't even believe that. That ain't gonna last long. That ain't gonna last long. Swiss Beats and Alicia Keys. That don't even sound right.
Do y'all think that some celebrities just feel like they're entitled to certain things?
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. That power. Money, power, respect. That's what it is. Money, power, respect. You get the money, you get the power. You think you want respect. You think you get respect, but you think you're entitled to stuff. Half of them jokers don't even pay for nothing they got. They got money they don't got to pay for because they feel as though they're entitled to. Do you know who I am? I mean, that's anyway. You can go to a party. You can go to a party, and because that's your boy party, that's my man. I ain't paying nothing. This is my man because of who you are. And that ain't my celebrity. It could be anybody. If you think you know somebody, you entitled to something, you ain't. And they do. They think they're entitled to a lot of things. So that's my opinion on that.
Should Swiss have stayed if he wasn't happy? Maybe he wasn't happy anymore.
That's why you got marriages and that's why you got divorces. If you ain't happy, divorce the woman and keep it moving. Then I don't mind if he hollered at Alicia Keys, but he handled his business first. See, we, and I'm speaking from a man's point of view, we don't handle our business the way a woman do. We don't. They cross the T's, they dot their I's. That's why we in court for child support. See, they already had that premonition like 4 months down the road. Yeah, as soon as you go to sleep, I'm going to get that pay stub. I'm going to make sure I got that Social Security number. And I guarantee I can ask any one of these men right now on this panel, do y'all know their Social Security number? They couldn't tell you near one of them. Probably could tell you the first three digits.
I guarantee.
No, they could probably tell you. They could probably tell you.
I guarantee they probably couldn't. Now, I bet you ask one of the women, they'll run it down and tell it to you backwards. Tell it to you backwards. What? I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know.
Oh, man, good words. But, baby, check it. I mean, maybe Swiss finally found love in Alicia. What about that?
Now that could be. Everybody could change. I'm not saying that because I did see him. I didn't even recognize you in the suit with no baseball cap. I mean, she cleaned him up real well. I mean, really, really. And maybe he is too, do have a good side. But, like I said, I firmly believe for us, he should have sent the message like the man said about the kids putting his business out there. Handle your business first. If you don't want your wife, if you don't want it, go ahead on and divorce her. You sitting there still married and go ahead on and knock this other girl up. That's why he going to get taxed extra hard. He going to get taxed extra hard. It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. It's, that goes back to that all day long.
Back to the rules. But, I mean,
exactly.
So if he found love in Alicia, what did he have with his wife? Was that not love, or that was just practice?
See, sometimes what people get twisted, and I was one in my day, is the difference between the love and infatuation. See, you could be infatuated by somebody. Now, look at Alicia Keys. We don't know her, but we're infatuated by her. And I guarantee you, if she hollered at one of us, you'd be questioning, dang, looking at your wife, huh? You say one more thing, I'm going with Alicia. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you got to be really grass-rooted and feet planted on the ground. But who's to say? But when you in that circle, you're gone half the time. They don't even really have a type of marriage. He's getting that money. How you going to be home raising your child? That's why I don't think they'd be good parents, too, because they're gone half the time. You can't be, I understand you got to put your 8 hours a day worth of work, but then you got to put that 8 hours at the home. But if you're going all over the world, you got nannies taking care of your kids, how are them kids going to sit there and say you raised your children? You see all them celebrities, they got a nanny sitting there dragging their kids along. And they going half the time. They going on tour, they going maybe 6-7 months. I mean, how you going to be a parent when you going half the time? Only thing you are is a financial support for them. You give them some financial security. But outside of that, as a parent, there's only one celebrity that I knew that I had the highest level of respect for as far as a married couple to be middle-aged young. That's Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Outside of that, none of them other ones is. He always with his kids. He's always getting his kids involved, and they got that family structure. And you got two powerhouse people right there and there. You don't want to be hearing all that. And Will's grounded to his kids. Now, I respect that, but what Swiss doing, he on some other stuff.
Yeah, but back to what you were saying, and I'll throw this out to the group as well. Who do y'all think will suffer the most in this situation? Swiss Beats, Swiss's ex-wife, his two other kids, Alicia, or the new baby? Who's going to suffer the most?
Swiss Beats, wife, and his kids.
You say what?
I said all the babies suffer. The wife doesn't suffer because she's getting money. She can find another man, but she's going to make his life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he has to deal with it. Then he's going to have to deal with two hateful women.
That's his daddy.
And his kids. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be him. He's going to be the one pissed because he's going to be so mad. It's going to take away from him seeing his kids. Now, he's trying to be a man now and have his kids because he's on television. She's a famous star. Her son. So his son is happy. Look at Pops, you know. But there's going to be a time where there's going to be some real conversations where sickness may happen or it's going to be graduation or where the kid wants to go. And when it's time to make those disciplinary type issues is when you're going to have it. That problem come up.
Okay. Good words. What about Alicia's community outreach and activism? Does her work in the community offset her behavior? She's a philanthropist. I mean, she does AIDS and I mean everything, all kinds of charity work. I mean, does that community outreach and activism offset her behavior?
I think, like the brother said earlier, we really need to know both sides of the story because right now we're doing
right.
a lot of assuming.
Right.
We're doing a lot of assuming. She might have been put together real, real good by homeboy, talking about, you know, they just together for the kids. The separation is, I mean, you know, they may be legally separated. I mean,
right.
who knows, you know, what the real deal is. I would like to believe that she's smarter than that. You know, that she wouldn't put herself in a situation to be ridiculed after all that good work that she has done. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that it will come out. You know, there are some underlying details that we just don't know about.
Yeah, good words. Good words. Anybody else? I'm going to give other people a shot to speak, if you may. There's your opportunity.
All right. Can I throw one in there?
Go ahead.
What about these guys who is past the popper of the Rolling Stone, wherever he lay his hat is his home, but leave kids in every state, in every area code? And I give an example, a basketball star like Sean Kemp, who had or 9 kids.
Sean was an alcoholic, so had the time, he ain't know what he was doing. Sean was drunk most of the time, so he ain't know where he laid his hat. He probably was looking for it.
Yeah, but the whole thing is he's still dropping off kids.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tie this back.
And my question to the audience is, are kids just a payment? Is that what it is, man? Do they have any of these kids? Are they just a payment?
Hold that thought. I gotta tie this thing back to Alicia Keys just for a second here. Let me ask this question. Shouldn't we be excited of the musical talent that this child will inevitably be? Should we be so excited? We got Swiss Beats, Alicia Keys making a baby. This child is going to be a musical genius.
That's not necessarily true. That child could be a bank robber. Look, let me tell you something. I'm going to take y'all way back. Look at Patricia Hearst. Her family came from millionaires, and she was sitting there robbing banks with thugs.
That
don't make a difference.
That
child could be a loser. Don't even want to do nothing.
Good words. Do y'all think Alicia's settled? You think she's settled?
I think so.
Okay.
I think she could have used better judgment. Well, even then, you know, I mean, because of his track record, but then, you know, they may be compatible. We know they're musically compatible, but they may be compatible in other areas, and it might have just clicked to the point where it's like, well, we got to figure out a way to make this relationship happen, and because we know it's not about the money, it's not about fame, you know what I mean? So, I mean, who's to really tell why they hooked up?
Yeah. Good words. I got to ask this. I wasn't going to ask this, but the brother brought it up earlier. What if Alicia Keys, with her sexy ass, excuse me, Esther, what if Alicia wanted you? I mean, could she take you away from your old lady? Now you know y'all are having problems. Could she take you away from your old lady?
Nope.
Yeah. That was a slow response.
Wait,
no,
you
that
talking,
was a slow
you talking,
response.
You talking
now,
before we know what we know now? Or
no, I'm talking if Alicia wasn't with Swiss and she rolled up on you. It was like, yeah, I'm feeling you. Yeah. You know, she not with Swiss. She not with Swiss. She wants you. Could she take you away from your old lady? You know y'all having problems. And here she come. Fine ass. Here she come. Hollering at you. Alicia Keys, songwriter extraordinaire, world renowned. She couldn't take you away from your old lady?
Nope. No.
Thank you, brother.
That might come back to haunt you, so you got to be careful what you say about that. Be like my man on Boomerang, call, baby, I ain't never coming back. No, I ain't never coming back. Put your mom on the phone. I ain't never coming back.
Thank you, brother, for being honest, you know, because some of these brothers, you know, they were slow at the gun. They were like, no, yeah.
Listen, I call it the way it is. I speak the truth, boy.
Hey, but Rodney, you don't even have to say Alicia Keys. You know some brothers standing in line at the store, or whatever, and see a straight up beauty queen dime piece looking at them, and they looking back like, well, I know she ain't looking at me.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? It doesn't even have to be Alicia Keys.
You right about that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could be a regular girl, and you know, at the bank, you know, she fine, she checking you out, and you like, wait a minute, she ain't even in my, I'm not even in her class. You know what I'm saying? Let me stay in my lane and go home. You know what I mean? I personally do not think that I could even handle something like that. I'm gonna be honest. And I'm not talking sexually. I'm talking just the fact that she is on a whole different level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not just financially, but she is always gonna be on the road. She's gonna be traveling. You ain't gonna get no me time. You know what I'm saying? You're always gonna be bombarded by this person, that person. You know, it's not gonna be a good look for the average Joe. Trust me.
Mm.
Good words. I got to throw that around to anybody else. If Alicia was trying to holler at you, not you trying. I mean, she wanted you. Could she take you away from your old lady?
If y'all having problems.
You know y'all are having problems. I know y'all are having problems. So that's already there. Here she comes.
Well, I don't know. We don't have to have a sit-down. Me and Alicia have to have a sit-down. We'll have to have a sit-down. Matter of fact, not me and Alicia. First, I'm going home, and me and my wife gonna have to have a sit down. So I'm gonna give her that opportunity. I ain't gonna just up the door. I'm gonna give her that opportunity. I'm gonna come correct. We're gonna put the cards on the table. And
you mean you ain't gonna pull a sunshine?
Hey, listen, after that conversation, if we still having problems after that, I don't know.
Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. Like, okay, you know, now I know we having problems, but, you know, I got Alicia waiting in the wing. So you mess up if you want to. You know, you keep on nagging and hollering, you know. You mess up if you want to. I got Alicia waiting in the wings.
I'm tired of working anyway. I'm tired of working anyway. I've been wanting to quit my job for a long time. You just don't know. What?
Oh, man. Yeah. Good work. Now, we still didn't get a lot of answers from the group because there's other guys on the phone that did not respond, but, you know. I'm going to assume what the answer is going to be on that question, but
if it was Janet, I'm out the door. I'm pulling the Harlem Nights.
That's what I was looking for, the Harlem Nights. That was it. You know what I was talking about. The Harlem Nights. What?
David, put your mom on
phone. Y'all boys are wild. Yeah.
But I mean, really,
but I was wild. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would have to find out if she could hit that high note.
but why I ask this, fellas, you know, because we had episodes on this phone, you know, on this line, on this show. I mean, can Alicia do better than this? I mean, was this the only man she could find? I mean, really? Come on. Three baby mamas, you know, at this point. Assuming she'll be the third baby mama. Come on. I mean, come on. I'm talking about hollering at the head of household. You know, I mean, really, because she had done better than this. What y'all think about that?
But see, I go, and I don't want to monopolize the whole conversation.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
But what I realized, it's a always believe it's a thin line between reality and perception. Perception of her is that she's this nice. Who's to say she ain't a tiger too, just like him? You know what I mean? But she's, this is a job for her. Just like you go to work, you put on your game face. But when you go home, you probably a whole nother person. You probably a whole nother person. And she ain't no different from, come on, the president. Like, look at Bill Clinton. He was the president. What he was doing? He like cigar. He was in some other stuff. I mean, you got a lot of people. But you'd be surprised who's in it. You got the sports announcer. He like to be bitten his back. You know what I mean? He like to throw women underwear. You'd be surprised, man, what people do behind closed doors. And like the man say, they could be compatible in a lot of ways. She might be turned on by thugs. I mean, how many girls you see be fine as all get out? And you say, now, why is she with this nigga, this brother, and know he a thug? Know he's going to go do 20 years in jail. No, he's going to do 20 years in jail. Listen to me. And I'll tell you, I was down at the courthouse today taking care of some business. Why? And I sat there and I told the police, I said, you mess around, I can find your wife right down here at the courthouse. Because them fine women, them same jokers, they going in, but they ain't coming out. So, you know, she might like a thug. Who knows? But a guy like me, you wouldn't stand. How many guys, how many girls you see, you know, and everybody on this panel knows? She said, now, how did he get her? I mean, how? Well, what's wrong with me? Make you want to look at yourself. Well, I work every day. I mean, I don't do no drugs. I pay my taxes. I mean, you know, and got this joker here. Gold teeth in his mouth, braids down his head. Come on, man. Driving on 29s. I mean, really.
Oh, man. Yeah, good words, good words. But I had to throw that in there. I wasn't going to ask it, but bottom line, no. Unfortunately, she couldn't do any better than this, and I get to that, you know, with this interview. And I just want to read this to y'all real quick. In an interview, Alicia says she feels blessed to be raised by a single mother because she taught her how to be strong. Her father walked out on her when she was just 2 years old, leaving her to be raised by her mother in the rough New York neighborhood called Hell's Kitchen. Her childhood was a constant struggle, but Alicia is convinced it made her the capable, driven woman she is today. It was like a big world of everything, she said. I grew up around prostitutes, drug dealers, pimps, strippers, needles on the ground, etc. Yet right there was Broadway with the big lights and theater row. She went on to say she is glad. Listen to this, fella. She went on to say she is glad she didn't grow up in a traditional middle-class home and thanks God every day that her mother was so tough and empowered. She says, and I quote, I think the idea we are meant to have a perfect little house with one older brother, one younger sister, a dog, and two parents isn't always the case. I had a really strong, driven mother. I think my upbringing was very positive and showed me a lot about life. I really feel blessed about the way I was raised. Family comes in many varieties. I think that's what makes it beautiful. What do y'all think about that, fellas? 15-minute countdown. What do y'all think about that? She feels blessed. She's raised in a single family home. Thoughts?
The only thing I can say about that is I take the positive that Maver gave her that drive and that will to do better to see her mom struggle. But then I go back to saying when she grew up at and what she saw, that's what she is attracted to from the image that Swiss Beats portray. He's just a clean-cut thug, you know what I mean, from the image that he portrayed. When we look at him, Swiss Beats, a rapper, really a thug. We don't know him. I don't know him personally. I don't know. He's business savvy or whatever because he's making that money. But he's still on that line. When you look at Swiss Beats compared to Will Smith, a square to a thug. But she still drew to what she was used to seeing, that neighborhood roundaway guy, that them pimps and them whatever, the drug. So she still took to that hood brother, you know what I mean? So only thing I can say she took out of being a single family, that she had that struggle and that strictness where she was looking out the window looking at them same thugs like, boy, if I get out this house, And them same thugs be the ones saying, boy, she get out them that she get out that house. I mean, really, I don't know. I don't know. But
Let me get some other thoughts on that. Fellas, she says she feels blessed to be raised by a single mother. Doesn't think the idea that we should have the perfect little house, two parents, blase, blase. She's like, nah. I feel blessed about the way I was raised. What do y'all think about that?
It's sad. I mean, it's a sad reality, like the brother said. I mean, on one hand, yes, you can be happy that, you know, I mean, she's looking to make something more positive out of her life. But on the other hand, you know, I'm a firm believer. I still don't know her situation, but you know, if it's true, you know, if this really is all some real negative kind of grimy stuff, then I guess you can kind of take that back to her childhood and her upbringing. I mean, she didn't necessarily see anything wrong with, you know, everything that was around her. You know, I mean, she probably saw a bunch of people, women that were, you know, might have been home wreckers or getting pregnant by, you know what I'm saying, random dude or getting pregnant by a married man. And, you know, I guess she saw that and said, hey, you know, look, I can grow up, I can make my money, I can do my thing. But she still had those images, you know, I mean, you know, just manifested in her mind that, hey, this isn't necessarily wrong. And I think that's a mentality that a lot of people, women in general, you know, tend to have. So, I mean, it kind of goes back to that, the shacking up, you know, call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that really, you know, takes its toll on a child. You know what I mean? People, their values and their morals, you know, clearly they start from a young age, you know what I mean? Because if she's, you know, at this point in her life now where she's, you know, kind of taking pride in the fact that she was raised by a single mother as opposed to saying, hey, look, I was raised by a single mother. This isn't an ideal situation. I can make a positive out of it. She's saying, no, I'm proud of it. And so
yeah.
I think it's
Yeah, good words. No, go ahead.
I think it's a smokescreen. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's like saying, I grew up poor, and I'm proud of it. But let me, you know, but if you had the option to grow up rich, you think you just said, no, I think I'm going to stay poor? If her father was the type of man to stay there in her life and it was a dual-parent home, I'm pretty sure she would have chose that over just being raised by her mother. You know what I mean? But just like the brother just said, yes, she is making a positive out of it. She is making a positive out of it. Only because it's the politically correct thing to say.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But I believe that if she had the opportunity to grow up, you know what I'm saying, in the suburbs with, you know, like the Brady Bunch, you know, mother, father, kids around, going to private school, the whole nine yards, she would have chosen that.
Can I just piggyback on that real quick?
Yeah.
Just like you said, and it shows from her upbringing. Because she was a single family home, she didn't know the morals and values of a two parent household. That's why it's not a big deal for her to be married. She's already pregnant, and these are the disadvantages of not having that male there in that home. Because if you grew up like us, you're married with your kids and your wife there. I'm married with, so quite naturally, when our kids grow up, they're going to be used to this is the way it's supposed to be done. But if you never was exposed to that, you wouldn't know that. So, like you said, I believe that was a smokescreen just to save face and give her mom props for the struggles and all that she did to take care of. But she missed out on the fact that that's why she's having a bastard child. Just call it the way it is. That's what we call it, a bastard child out of wedlock. And her morals and values as far as being married and breaking up another family home is not important to her because she's not used to that. You can't miss something you never had. And if you never experienced it, you wouldn't know how to deal with it. So that's my philosophy on that.
Yeah, y'all listen to this real quick. Right before my conclusion here, I want y'all to hear this interview that Sean Puffy Puff Daddy P. Diddy Dirty Money Combs, he was on Nightline on June 11th. And I want y'all to hear a clip from this interview. It's about a minute and a half, and then I'll ask a question, then we'll roll to the conclusion. But y'all listen to this.
In terms of love and family life, Biddy is just as busy. How many children do you have?
I have six children.
Six children?
Yes.
You enjoy the responsibilities of fatherhood?
Yes, I definitely enjoy the responsibilities of fatherhood. It's probably the thing I can honestly say
I'm not the most successful at, you know.
What do you mean by that?
As far as I feel like my kids deserve more personal time from me.
You've talked about wanting to be the black James Bond. You've talked about wanting to be someone that kids want to emulate. Yet, aren't you setting a bad example by being a man with multiple children and multiple mothers?
I think it depends on how you look at it, you know. You know, all of my kids are well taken care of. They all go to the best schools. All of the mothers are taken care of
financially.
And I'm there for my children as a father.
I live the good life. My dad is Diddy. That's what I'm talking about.
It's perfectly true that Diddy takes care of his family financially. Prince has arrived. Witnessed the birthday party he threw for his son Justin's 16th birthday, shot by MTV for the reality show My Super Sweet 16.
This is the best birthday ever.
Love you, boy. Do you think it was appropriate to buy your 16-year-old son a Maybach car?
I mean, I think it's supposed for me to give my kids whatever I want to give my kids.
I feel
the way that I raised my children, you know, I don't have to explain to you or anybody else, because nobody knows the way I raised my children.
Do you think that was a valuable lesson, though, for a child to learn the meaning of money?
No, it wasn't even about a lesson. It's what I wanted to do. You know, I could do whatever I want to do with my children, and you can't question me about it. Nobody can question me about what I do with my children.
What do y'all think of that, fellas? He bought a $360,000 Maybach for his 16-year-old's birthday. And this is a man got plenty of dough. I mean, he pays his child support in full. Well, he doesn't spend any time with his kids. He ain't got time. But
substitution. Substitution of collateral. The collateral being time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's why, and
that's
the guilt.
That's the definition of child support.
And the guilt behind it is smothered with gifts and expensive toys and all this other stuff. And that buys them more time. You know, I bought you a Maybach. You know, I can't see this week. I got to go make this money, so I keep buying you these gifts, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, he's not an effective parent or head of household at all.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You just rolled on in. I'm about to shut this thing down, fellas. It's that time. It's time for the conclusion. Fellas, let me open up my dictionary. Support defined is to bear or hold up something that serves as a foundation, prop, or brace, to sustain or withstand without giving way, to undergo or endure, especially with patience or submission, to tolerate, to sustain a person's mind, spirit, and courage while they're under trial or affliction, to maintain a person, family, establishment, or institution by supplying with things necessary to existence, to provide for with necessities, means, or funds, a person that supports financially, a personal thing that gives aid or assistance, to bear the weight of, especially from below, to hold in position so as to keep from falling, sinking, or slipping, to be capable of bearing, to keep from weakening or failing, to strengthen, to aid or promote the cause or interests of, to argue in favor of, to be an advocate for, to uphold or defend as valid or right, to provide with substantiation or corroboration, to maintain the physical integrity of, to provide with the means of livelihood as in food, shelter, or clothing, especially in accordance with an agreement or court order, a source of livelihood, especially in the form of alimony or child support. Some synonyms for support are maintain, sustain, and uphold, and they all mean to hold up and to preserve. To support suggests to hold up or add strength to. To sustain suggests completeness and adequacy in supporting. Uphold applies to supporting or backing another as in a statement, opinion, or belief. Other synonyms of support are to suffer, to bear, to stomach, or to provide sustenance. In family law and government policy, child support is the ongoing practice for a periodic payment made directly or indirectly for the financial care and support of children of a relationship or marriage that has been terminated or in some cases never existed. Oftentimes, but not always, the payer is a non-custodial parent. Oftentimes, but not always, the payee is a custodial parent, caregiver, or guardian, or the government. Child support is based on the policy that both parents are obliged to financially support their children, even when the children are not living with both parents. As we all know, having kids is not a game, but a big responsibility. A child is a human life that will depend on you and for many years to come. You shouldn't bring a child into the world unless you can totally devote yourself to that child. It's not just your life that's being affected, but the way you raise and interact with your child will have a tremendous effect on how your child will interact with society at large. Now, we also know that relationships aren't easy, but the ending of a relationship when kids are involved can be especially tough. The biggest losers when these relationships end are the kids. Not only will they lose some stability, chances are they'll also be put smack dab in the middle of a nasty custody battle. Under normal circumstances, both parents will want the kids, so a court usually decides on custody. After the court decides which parent keeps the kids, it will also determine child support payments. Child support seems cut and dry, but it's not. Once deciding the custody of the kids, the court also plays a role in deciding the visitation rights of the non-custodial parent. Of course, you don't need to have been married to be responsible for making child support payments. Many men carry the logo deadbeat dad because they've gone years without supporting their kids. But somewhere along the way, the purpose of child support has gotten lost. Child support is about the child. It's about helping support the human life that you've created. Alicia Keys' father walked out on her when she was 2 years old. Did y'all know that Alicia Keys' father was a flight attendant? Some of y'all will get that tomorrow. And since I just mentioned a flight attendant, fellas, the airport is in sight. I can almost see the runway. Now, I know that money does matter, and I totally realize that there's a direct correlation between money and the well-being of children. The grim reality of raising a child is quite costly in every respect, but child support is about more than money. So I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, son. Cash can't be the core focus. The focus on money ignores the long-term effect on children of parental absence. Experts say children who grew up without biological parents in the home are more likely to have low self-esteem, do poorly in school, or become involved in criminal activity. Yet child support collectors don't help rehabilitate relationships between parents and their children, since they're not equipped for that and that's not their job. But if we're really interested in the welfare of the children, then we have to change the mix. We have to emphasize rehabilitation and communication. There's that pesky word again. Over-collection. Vincent DeCaro, the spokesman for the National Fatherhood Initiative, said, and I quote, "When fathers are connected emotionally and are involved with their children, they tend to pay child support. If you can connect the hearts, the wallets will follow," end quote. The Bible says that anyone who doesn't take care of their family is worse than an infidel. But society tells us that child support is only about the financial support of children and not other forms of support. What I'm talking about tonight, fellas, is child support as it relates to emotional support, physical care, and most importantly, spiritual support. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise." And we all know what Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Fellas, I left out one final definition for support. Support, to act in secondary or subordinate role to a leading performer. Since all of you head of households on here are so wise and intelligent, I don't even have to tell you who that leading performer is. In closing, in March 2005, Alicia Keys finally decided to mend her fragile relationship with her estranged father, following years of no contact between them. She had refused to speak to her dad after he walked out on her when she was a little girl. However, she decided it was time to build a new relationship, saying, and I quote, "The healing process is delicate and takes time. I started the process because I was tired of always being upset when I thought about my father. I was tired of holding on to this big cloud of pain and unanswered questions inside. I was tired of holding a grudge that was only causing me to be bitter and sarcastic, end quote. But Alicia admits it would take her a long time to get over this absence during her childhood. She said, and I quote, "I realized that people can't and will not always be how you want them to be. I had to come to a place where I could begin to let go. That doesn't mean that you forget it. It just means you begin to let it go," end quote. That concludes our show for the evening. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show for Men. We hope you enjoyed the show. You can tune in. You can join us again next Tuesday, same time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite internet radio broadcast station, WNJR-Newark.com. And next week's topic will be... next week's topic, to compromise or not to compromise. If you'd like more information about the show, please feel free to visit our website, householdstress.com. Again, that website is householdstress.com. To advertise at WNJR-Newark.com and get your commercial messages on the air during our radio broadcast, please email your request to sales@WNJR-Newark.com. Again, that email address is sales@WNJR.com to the attention of Randy Parker.
You are now free to move about the country.